Like a Thousand Julys by Cashmere One, read by X-Man Hater. It happens Loic Jensen goes home for his parents' 35th wedding anniversary. He's seen some weird shit, all right, living in L.A. for a decade or so. And, really, he may have actually used the phrase, "I've seen it all," a time or two. But he immediately wants to take it back when Jared Padalecki shows up on his parents' front porch, wearing a denim miniskirt, a hot pink halter top, and sporting a pair of at least C-cups. Because there's no way someone can say they've seen it all until they've seen their best guy friend suddenly grow boobs and suddenly turn into a girl. So, yeah, Jensen feels a little like he's been sucker-punched when Jared shows up as a girl, calling himself Samantha, wearing last year's fashions, and introducing himself to everyone as Jensen's girlfriend. It's all just a little too much, and Jensen can barely wait till Jared gets in the door with his three suitcases, honestly? Bags, to drag him out onto the back porch and demand an explanation. Jared rubs the arm that Jensen had been gripping and frowns, his slick pink mouth pouting as he stares at Jensen. "Geez, man, a little rough with the merchandise there," Jensen huffs and resists the urge to shake Jared. Barely. "Dude, I saw you not 24 hours ago when you dropped me off at LAX, and you..." He waves his hands around, hopelessly off-kilter. "You were a dude!" Jared giggles. Fucking giggles, and punches Jensen lightly in the shoulder. "God, you're too cute when you get worked up. It's not that big a deal. So I'm a girl." Jensen sputters. "Dude, this is totally a big deal. Like, how the fuck, when, how?" He's at a complete loss for words. Jared rolls his eyes and leans against the side of the house, flicking his long brown hair out of his eyes. "I was messing around with some Latin book, you know, the one Eric gave me for Christmas last year. Well, I read this one passage out loud, and some of the words sounded familiar, but, well, it's been years since I've taken Latin, so I was trying to sound them." Jensen gets in Jared's face and grips his shoulders, shaking him a bit. "Her? Him? Whatever." He shakes Jared. "Get to the point, Jared." Jared rolls his eyes. "Well, I started feeling sick, like I was hungover or something, so I took some aspirin and laid down and, woke up with tits. Which, damn, man." He smiles wide and bright and cups the aforementioned body parts, squeezing. "These things are fucking awesome!" Jensen bites his lip. His stomach feels uncomfortable and tight, and he desperately wants to believe it has to do with the entire situation, and not that he's enjoying the sight of Jared playing with his own tits, because that would be wrong. So totally wrong. Jared finally stops feeling himself up after a few moments and starts twirling his hair. Jensen is amazed at how relaxed Jared is about the whole situation. Jensen knows if the shoe were on the other foot, he'd need to be sedated. Heavily. Jared starts speaking again, and Jensen drags his gaze from where it had landed on the really nice curve of Jared's smooth calf. "So, I called Sandy, and she helped me find some clothes. Called Kripke, and, explained. He researched and told me not to worry, that it's only temporary. Said he felt bad about it. Whatever. I have boobs!" Jared really does seem unconcerned, but Jensen can't relax, totally uncomfortable around Jared in a way he's never been. "Then I booked a flight to come see you." His gaze darts down to look at the concrete then, breaking eye contact with Jensen for the first time since they came out onto the porch. "Had to, show you my rack." He looks back up, face a little closed off, and Jensen feels a tiny shot of relief. Maybe Jared isn't as blasé about this as he appears. Jensen offers him a half-smile, still not totally comfortable with Jared, and his boobs. "It's, a nice one, Jared." Jared smiles and hugs him then, suddenly. "Missed you, man," he murmurs against Jensen's neck. Jensen doesn't have a chance to reply because his mom pokes her head out the sliding glass door then, smiles at the two of them embracing, and announces dinner is ready. Jared flaunts in, tottering a little in his knockoff candies, and giggles with Jensen's mom on the way to the dining room. Jensen takes a moment and a few deep breaths before he follows them. "Fucking surreal," he mutters to the empty backyard. It only gets worse. Jensen's mom seats them next to each other, and God, Jensen thought Jared was touchy-feely as a guy. It's about 300 times worse when he's a girl. He keeps leaning against Jensen, pressing his boobs into Jensen's arm when he's trying to concentrate on his chicken and potatoes, burying his head in Jensen's shoulder when Jensen's dad tells a joke that really is not funny enough to warrant Jared fucking burying his head in Jensen's shoulder. Jensen's dad is eyeing them, obviously unsure of what to make of Samantha and her relationship with his son. The entirety of dinner is somewhat uncomfortable and stilted, and Jensen can't wait for it to be done so he can strangle Jared, preferably with the thong he leans over to complain about during dessert, causing Jensen to nearly choke to death on his mom's pecan pie. Jared has less tact now than ever. Jensen didn't really think that was even possible. Oh, how wrong he turns out to be. Later that night, Jensen is attempting to sleep in his bed, Samantha bunking down the hall in his brother's old room. He's trying to digest the day's events and just how long he's going to have to deal with Jared Padalecki plus boobs when his door slowly squeaks open. He squints and reaches for his glasses, the shape standing in front of the now-closed door turning into Jared when he shoves them on his face. Jared, who is wearing a t-shirt and apparently little else but a smile, Jensen feels his entire body flush and he swallows, audibly.
Did you need something?
He stutters out, feeling all of 14. Jared shakes his head yes, then peels off his t-shirt as he climbs onto the bed, straddling Jensen. Jensen's eyes feel like they're going to buck out of his head, and he brings up hands to cup Jared's curvy little hips, unaware he's even moved them, his attention on Jared's chest. Sue him, he's a guy, and Jared wasn't lying. He really does have a fantastic set of boobs on him. Jared bites his lip once before bending down and placing a tentative little kiss on Jensen's lips, and that's it. Jensen's gone. He brings one hand up and threads it through the silky mess of Jared's hair, and the other slides down to cup his ass, grinding him down into Jensen's hard-on as he slicks inside Jared's mouth with his greedy tongue. Jared whimpers and collapses against Jensen's bare chest, the hard little nubs of his nipples brushing against Jensen's skin, and they both moan. Jensen keeps on licking and sucking at Jared's mouth, lost in the taste and feel as he rolls them over until he's on top, his one thigh riding between Jared's. Jared's legs, which are smooth and long and hitching up around Jensen's hips, arching, grinding, and Jensen pulls away from his mouth, starts kissing down his neck and over his shoulder. When Jared clutches at the short spikes of his hair and starts murmuring his name, Jensen tenses. Suddenly, reality slams back into him, and he remembers that this is Jared beneath him. Jared, his best friend and co-worker. Jared, who's normally a guy. He pulls back so fast that he actually falls off the damn bed. Jared peers over the side of the mattress, face set in a frown, and he huffs, breath loud in the quiet room. He gets up wordlessly and grabs his shirt from the floor, slipping out as quietly as he came in. Jensen scrubs a hand down his face and crawls back into bed. Not so surprisingly, he doesn't sleep at all for the rest of the night, just lies there, thinking about how it was more about the fact that it was Jared than just some warm, willing body that turned him on until the sun creeps over the eastern horizon. The next morning, Jensen shuffles downstairs to find his parents and sister bustling around, getting ready to head off for a day spent at their church's spaghetti social. Jensen sits down at the breakfast table and winces at the cold shoulder he is so obviously getting from Jared. Jared gets up before Jensen is done eating without saying a word. Jensen's mom raises an eyebrow but doesn't comment. Jensen stares intently at his waffles and prays for the earth to open up and swallow him. 5 minutes later, Jared comes strutting through the kitchen, carrying his hot pink iPod and wearing what Jensen thinks could pass for bright green dental floss. Jensen isn't sure if he wants to kill Jared or Sandy in that moment as his cock decides to sit up and let it be known that whoever picked out the bathing suit, they have its approval. He flushes as Jared goes out to sit by the pool, willing his erection to go away. He feels turned inside out and is fumbling as a teenage boy in high school, which, coincidentally, is probably the last time he popped a boner during breakfast. Fucking Jared and his boobs. After breakfast, and thankfully once Jensen has managed to will his erection away by picturing Kim Manners in a thong, his dad calls him into the study, says he wants to have a father-to-son talk. Jensen sighs and feels his stomach tighten. Those are never good. Jensen's dad sits on the corner of his desk and looms above Jensen much like he always has, face set in a concerned frown. Waits until Jensen is settled and the door is closed before asking how long Jensen has known Samantha, what kind of family she comes from, what she does for a living. Jensen stammers over his answers at first, mind whirling, wondering if he should just go with what he knows about Jared and twist them a bit, or make things up completely. In the end, he sort of mashes the truth up with a few lies. His dad's frown only deepens after Jensen is finished, asking Jensen what his intentions are, because surely this is just a fling. There is no way Jensen can be serious about that girl. Jensen feels his face flush with anger and stands up, voice shaking as he defends Jared to his father. You may not approve of her, but I do. As much as I'd like your approval, I don't need it, Dad. She makes me happy, and she's my best friend, and I love her. As soon as the words escape him, Jensen knows it's true. Whether Jared is a girl or a guy, Jensen loves him. He feels a little stupid for not getting it sooner, but at the same time, light, as if some weight has been lifted from his shoulders. His dad sighs heavily and makes his way to the doorway.
Well, I can't say that I approve, Jensen, but I can see I won't change your mind.
And with that, he leaves with Jensen's mom and sister to go to the spaghetti social. Jensen stays in the study for a few minutes, wondering just what exactly to do with this new and kind of scary knowledge. Just then he catches sight of Jared out on the patio, lying on the Chase lounge. His tan skin is slick with oil and tiny droplets of sweat, white wires leading from his ears to his tiny iPod that's clipped to the bottom of his bikini as he rubs more suntan lotion into his belly. And it hits Jensen like a proverbial ton of bricks. Jared's been literally throwing himself at Jensen since he got here. He stands up and smiles. Might as well take him up on it. Jensen makes his way through the house and stops, taking a deep breath before sliding the door open, the humid air hitting him in the face like a slap. Now that Jensen was allowing himself to look, he realized it just wasn't fair. Jared was hot as a guy and just as hot as a girl, with a great rack. Totally not fair. And also, kind of made Jensen's mouth water. Jared's in the pool now, iPod laying forgotten on his towel, and Jensen feels his cock twitch when he catches sight of Jared's legs through the rippling water. He makes his way over to stand by the side of the pool. When Jared surfaces, he frowns up at Jensen when he apparently notices Jensen's shadow blocking out the sun. "What?" he says, voice carrying a sharp bite. Jensen smiles wickedly and bends down, yanks Jared out of the water until he's standing next to Jensen on the patio, dripping everywhere. And then, ignoring Jared's sputtering, Jensen presses his mouth to Jared's, nipping a little at his bottom lip. Jared immediately moans against his mouth and wraps his arms around Jensen's neck, pressing his wet body against every inch of Jensen's. Jensen swears a little as the damp seeps through, smacks Jared's ass when he smirks into their kiss, enjoys the little squeak Jared lets out. Jensen tangles one hand in Jared's hair and with the other cups his ass. Jared smells like chlorine and sun and tastes like heaven. Jared moans against his mouth, rubbing his hard nipples into Jensen's sobbing wet chest, and wraps his arms tight around Jensen's neck. He smiles as he licks inside Jared's mouth, pleased that after years he's finally found a way to shut Jared Padalecki up. And what a fun way it is, too. He manages to pry his mouth away from Jared's for a moment, rubbing his thumb along Jared's slick lower lip. "Bedroom," he manages to grit out, fingers toying with the string ties of Jared's bikini top. Jared nods, panting a little, fingernails digging in through the worn fabric of Jensen's tee. Jensen places one last smacking kiss on his lips, then grabs his hand, pulls him into the house and up the stairs, laughing along when Jared starts to giggle. Giddy and so fucking turned on, it's sort of ridiculous. Jensen gets Jared in his room and locks the door behind them. He turns back around to face Jared and feels his mouth drop open at the sight that greets him. Jared is spread out on his still unmade bed, wearing only his bikini bottoms. That's it. He's smirking at Jensen a little and running a finger lightly around and around one tiny nipple, the flesh of his breast much lighter than the rest of his body, nipple pink and flushed. And Jensen can't remember getting from the door to the bed, but he knows he must. He just knows the next thing he remembers is he's straddling Jared on the bed, mouthing and sucking at those tight little points, his other hand toying with the ties on the sides of Jared's rounded hips. He smiles around Jared's nipple when Jared threads a hand through his hair and arches into the suction and torture of his mouth. He spends long moments just worshipping the truly wonderful set of breasts Jared was gifted with, only sitting back once the tiny rose peaks are standing stiff and damp with his saliva, Jared's chest heaving as he pants, pulling ineffectually at the fly of Jensen's shorts. He smiles and tugs his tee off, then bends down, places soft kisses over the tiny swell of Jared's stomach, and undoes his bikini bottom, hands smoothing over the long length of Jared's fantastic legs. He gets rid of the rest of Jared's suit and feels himself shake at the sight that's greeting him, paler skin and then one lone strip of curly brown hair and slick pink flesh peeking out from between Jared's lithe thighs. He inhales sharply, hands gently urging Jared's legs up over his shoulders, and he feels Jared shudder as he bends down. "God, Jared, so fucking gorgeous, all bare and pink for me." He runs a finger down Jared's cunt, enjoying the shudder it elicits. "So wet, too. God,
All for me, huh, isn't it? Did you do this for me, huh? Shave for me? Touch yourself after?
He doesn't wait for an answer, just bends down and licks from bottom to top, hands holding Jared down as he bucks under Jensen's mouth. Jensen smiles against him and starts to flick his tongue against Jared's clit, taking one hand from Jared's hip and sliding a finger inside his tight pussy. He's even hotter inside, and tight, and Jensen feels his cock throb as he sucks harder on Jared's clit, wanting to feel him come apart like this, under his mouth and tongue. Jared's thighs start to quiver alongside of Jensen's head, and he sucks just a little harder on Jared's clit, fingers deep inside, hand getting drenched, and he hears Jared let out a breathy cry of his name, and then he floods against Jensen's mouth as his pussy ripples with his orgasm. Jensen strokes him through it, pulling away after a few moments, wiping his wet mouth and chin, enjoying the sight of Jared spread out and sated underneath him, the taste of him still strong on Jensen's tongue. Jared's eyes open sluggishly then, and he smiles, lazy. "Multiple orgasms rock, Jensen. Seriously. Come on, I can go again." Jensen huffs out a laugh and stands up long enough to shuck his shorts and find a condom.
"Oh, I bet you can."
He climbs back on the bed, loves the way Jared's all sprawled and loose underneath him, and bends down, slicks kisses along his collarbone and settles between his thighs, enjoying how Jared hums happily and wraps himself around Jensen, arching so his pussy drags wetly against Jensen's stomach. Jensen hisses a breath and leans back far enough so he can watch Jared's face as he slides inside, wants to remember this moment. He positions himself and then slowly, ever so slowly, starts to slide inside. He feels sweat pop out on his forehead at the feeling of Jared's cunt all around him, tight and wet and clinging and, God, so fucking wonderful. He's panting by the time he bottoms out, the curve of his hips fitting perfectly against Jared. Jared, who is panting with him, hands clutched at his shoulders tightly. Jensen pauses for a moment, presses their foreheads together, and Jared's eyes pop open. He smiles, and Jensen smiles back. They kiss lazily for a few minutes before Jensen's dick reminds him of where he's at and who he's fucking, and he pulls back and then slowly, ever so slowly, pushes back in. The feeling of Jared all around him is fucking amazing, and he starts thrusting in earnest, grinding against him on every downstroke. He loves the way Jared is completely wild underneath him, scratching his nails down his back, writhing and moaning and tugging on his hair. Jensen bends down, sucks on the pulse beating frantically underneath his tongue, and then starts breathing filthy words into Jared's ear.
"Come on, come on, my cock. God, want to feel you. So fucking tight and wet for me, aren't you? Come on, come. Come for me."
Jared fucking arches hard, once, and then shudders rack his frame as he cries out Jensen's name, pussy pulsing around him, and Jensen has to rein himself in. Doesn't want this to be over yet. Wants to give Jared a first time to remember. Jensen gives Jared a few moments to recover, eyes tracing the flush that spread over his chest and cheeks, nuzzling a little into his throat. Jared finally stirs, hand cupping the back of Jensen's head. He presses a kiss to Jensen's temple and then speaks.
"Oh, God, Jen, you're good at that."
Jensen chuckles and bites down gently on where Jared's shoulder meets his neck. He shivers beneath Jensen before saying, "But I want to try something different. Move for a minute, okay?" Jensen does, reluctantly pulling out, fingers keeping the condom tight, and he feels his throat close up as Jared smiles slowly and rolls onto his stomach, resting on his knees, ass up in the air, cunt swollen and slick between his legs. Jensen bites back a fucking whimper and scoots forward, hands bracketing Jared's hips as he lines up, instantly getting with the program. Jensen bends down, places kisses against the line of Jared's shoulders, and slides inside. If anything, he gets even deeper inside of Jared at this angle. And that's it, no stopping it now. He's whimpering, hips snapping as he starts to thrust. Jared's hands scrabble against the sheets, and Jensen pants into the damp strands of Jared's hair as they fuck, hard and fast and so fucking hot. The dull smack of his hips meeting Jared's ass barely register above the way Jared is moaning his name and begging Jensen to fuck him harder, fill him up. Just as Jensen can feel his orgasm start to build, Jared shakes his head, tries to pull away.
"No, Jen, no, want, can't, want to see your face when you come."
Jensen whines in his throat but pulls back and out, willing to do anything, just as long as he gets to come inside the wet heat of Jared's body. Jared kneels on the bed before him and pushes him back so that Jensen's head is resting at the foot of his bed, and Jared smirks, straddling him.
He cups Jared's hips and can't help but notice the shelf behind Jared, the one that holds all his baseball trophies from his childhood, and suddenly his surroundings register. This isn't just any room, this is his childhood bedroom. And he's having quite possibly the dirtiest and most awesome sex of his life in the same room where he used to play with his G.I. Joes. Jensen's attention is drawn back to Jared when he starts rocking on top of him, grinding against his belly, his wet seeping between them. Jensen grits his teeth and his hands grip Jared's thrusting hips hard as Jared's eyes slip closed, his teeth digging into his bottom lip so hard it turns white. Jensen arches up into him, jarring him a little, and he chuckles breathlessly as Jared whimpers. His chuckles turn into moans of Jared's name when he clenches around him, hard, and Jensen swears, his eyes practically crossing at how fucking fantastic it feels. He slides a hand down from Jared's hip to slip between his legs, fingers easily finding his clit, swollen and wet, and Jared swears and starts to ride him faster as Jensen strokes. He can feel his climax licking up his spine, but wants to feel Jared come around his cock once more before he lets go. It doesn't take long before Jared's planting his hands on Jensen's chest and panting, head hanging down, eyes closed, mouth open as his hips rock erratically. He tosses his head back when the first spasms hit, raking his nails down Jensen's torso, across his stomach, and Jensen loses it, thrusts up hard, once, twice, before coming to the feeling of Jared still rippling around him. Jared collapses against Jensen, both of their chests heaving. Jensen wraps his arms tight around Jared and slowly withdraws, tying the condom off and tossing it in the general direction of the wastebasket, before he rolls so that they're tangled together on their sides. He wraps a hand in Jared's long hair and pushes it off his face, places a soft kiss on those swollen pink lips, and smiles. "Dude, I hope this isn't what you're always like, or I'll never survive." Jared laughs and snuggles closer, head burrowing into Jensen's neck. "Maybe it's just you that brings this out in me." Jensen smiles at that and laughs. "Good to know." He feels himself starting to drift off, and then suddenly Jared is poking him. He cracks open an eye and can't help but let his gaze linger on Jared's perky breasts, hanging inches from his face as Jared glares at him. "What?" Jensen says, voice sex-slurred and low. "I'm nasty, and covered in God knows what," Jared answers, pouting. Jensen traces his fingers over Jared's collarbone, leans up and mouths wetly at his skin. "Sweat," he murmurs, looking along Jared's bare collarbone. "Chlorine?" Jensen lets his tongue linger at the hollow of Jared's throat, lazy. "My cum?" Jared pushes him away with a huff. "Come on, Jensen, I feel disgusting." Jared is in full-on pout mode. Jensen sighs and looks imploringly at Jared. "Dude, I can't even sleep. You really are 100% female, aren't you?" Jared frowns and then, good God, Jensen thought the puppy dog eyes were bad when Jared was a guy. Fucking lethal as a female. "Keep me company?" He's leading Jensen down the hall to the bathroom before Jensen even realizes he's moved. Jensen shuffles after him, the carpet soft against his heels, the sway of Jared's naked ass, hips swaying to and fro so hypnotic that he barely registers getting from the bedroom to the bathroom. Jensen turns the shower on once carefully inside the bathroom and watches, amused, as Jared picks up random bottles from the caddy and sniffs them. He turns and winks at Jensen and then beckons Jensen inside at the stall with a crooked finger. Jensen willingly follows. How could he not? He slides his hands around Jared's tiny waist and rubs his thumbs against Jared's wet skin, enjoying the way Jared shivers at the simple touch and sways closer. Jared's eyes are alight with mischief and laughter, a look that's so completely Jared that Jensen feels something in his chest loosen. He's incredibly attracted to Jared in this form. Hell, he has a feeling any form would elicit this feeling, but he misses his Jared. Thankfully, Jared chooses that moment to start sucking kisses onto his collarbone, distracting him from his slightly melancholy train of thought. Jared pulls back and wraps his arms around Jensen's neck, his breast dragging slickly against Jensen's chest. "So," he says, smirking a little as Jensen slides his hands down to cup Jared's ass. "Is this where you worked out all those morning boners in high school?" Jensen chokes out a laugh and then just hugs Jared, loving him a hell of a lot in that moment. Jared giggles and wiggles then against Jensen, and Jensen presses him back into the tiles. He pulls back far enough to look into Jared's eyes. "You want to go again?" Jared rolls his eyes at that and wraps one leg around Jensen's waist. "Do you really have to ask, man?" Jensen laughs at that and then hitches Jared's other leg around his waist, fingers dipping back between Jared's legs. He rubs his clit and feels a rush of arousal when Jared's eyes slip shut and he moans, arching toward the touch. The shower is pouring over Jensen's back, and Jared is all wet, gorgeous heat against his front, and he bends down, kisses Jared hard, tongue demanding, overwhelmed with sensation. He teases Jared for long minutes, loving how he can make him moan with just a flick of his wrist or a slip of his tongue, loves making him all wild and breathless. Jensen pulls back from where he's been sucking bruises onto Jared's neck and hitches him closer, intent on sliding deep inside of Jared when a thought hits him, right as Jensen's bare cock slides against nothing but slick heat, no barrier. He curses and presses his forehead against Jared's, panting.
Shit, I don't have a condom.
Jared whimpers a little in protest, but then snakes a small hand. God, Jensen still can't help but think it's weird that anything on Jared is small, and wraps it around Jensen's cock. It's okay, Jensen, I'll take care of you. Jensen lets out a whine at the feel of Jared tugging on his cock, firm and just this side of rough. In other words, just fucking perfect. And that's even before Jared starts fucking talking. Jared keeps up a litany of filth as he slicks his hand up and down Jensen's cock, as Jensen's hips hitch into the touch helplessly.
You feel so good. I've been wanting to do this for so long. Thought about it. Thought about my hands on you, your hands on me.
Jensen is so close. Distantly, he's amazed at how turned on he is, considering the mind-blowing orgasm he had not 30 minutes ago. Jared drops his voice lower, and it's almost like his concerned Sam voice, and Jensen almost bites through his lip at that.
Have you, huh? Have you thought about it when you touch yourself? God, it makes me so hot thinking about you touching yourself while thinking about me.
And that's it. Game over. Jensen's done. His hips arch as his orgasm rips through him, thick ropes of cum painting the tan skin of Jared's belly, as he shakes and shudders through an explosive climax. Jensen collapses against Jared, panting into Jared's neck as he comes down. He can hear Jared humming low in his throat and pulls back just in time to see him licking Jensen's cum off of his hand. Jensen groans and pulls Jared's hand back, pressing it against the tile above his head as he kisses him, voracious, licking his own taste out of Jared's mouth.
God, Jared, gonna fucking kill me.
Jared moans into his mouth, arching hard, nails digging into the freckled skin of Jensen's shoulders. Jensen pulls back, their wet lips brushing as he murmurs,
You want to come on my face or on my fingers? Your choice.
Jared shudders against him and moans.
Anything. God, just anything. Please, Jensen.
Jensen kisses Jared quickly before letting him down, twisting to turn the shower off. He bundles Jared in some fluffy towels and then, ignoring Jared's protesting squeaks, sweeps him into his arms with a laugh and carries him back towards his bedroom. Lays him out gently on the bed before bending down, kissing him sweetly.
You decided yet? He asks, voice low as he trails his fingers lightly up and down the skin of Jared's stomach and chest.
Jared nods, eyes wide and dark with arousal.
Your mouth, Jensen, please?
Jensen nods, kisses Jared once more, swift and hard, before sliding back down over Jared's body, kissing and licking, unable to get enough of the taste of his skin. Jensen urges Jared's thighs apart and inhales at the sight of Jared's swollen flesh, humming a little as he smooths his thumbs over it.
Sore, baby?
Jared bites his lip and nods, hands coming to rest on Jensen's shoulders.
Want me to kiss it and make it better? He asks, bending down, voice pitched low as he licks Jared once, bottom to top, before pulling back.
Jared keens and nods, hands coming up to fist in Jensen's hair, pulling him back into his pussy.
Fuck. Yes.
Jensen chuckles and then gets down to work, fingers tracing gently along Jared's pink slit, tongue slicking in circles around his tiny little clit. Jared is whining above him, thighs trembling just a bit on either side of Jensen's head, and he hums in pleasure at the taste of Jared, salty and earthy, rolling across his taste buds. Jensen soothes the abused flesh with long, slow licks for a few minutes, until Jared is nearly incoherent with need. Then he slides down, tongue dipping inside of Jared for a moment, before he continues down, and Jared moans above him, low and long, when he starts looking at Jared's asshole. Jared shudders and cards his hands through the short spikes of Jensen's damp hair. Jensen pulls back and rubs his pointer finger across the now damp skin.
This is where I want to be, Jared. God, tastes so fucking good, he mutters, bending back down, mouth going back to sucking on Jared's pussy.
By this time, Jared is begging and pleading for Jensen's mouth, his fingers, anything. Jensen smiles into his cunt and stops teasing, tongue concentrating on that throbbing nub as his fingers dip inside, curling up and just rubbing. Jared goes crazy and comes with long, racking shudders, his legs wrapping tight around Jensen's neck, almost suffocating him as he shouts out Jensen's name, loud enough for the entire neighborhood to hear. Jensen slides back up his body as Jared lies there in the aftermath of his orgasm, panting, belly and chest flushed with pleasure. Jensen bends down, kisses Jared hard, lets him lick his own taste out of Jensen's mouth, moaning and cupping Jared's breast as he does so. Jared pulls back with a smirk, lips shiny and a bit swollen and so goddamn pink. "Wanna fuck my tits, Jensen?" Jensen sputters and has to wrap his hand around the base of his once-again hard cock, tight, to keep from losing it all over Jared's hip in the bed. Jared smirks and rakes his nails down Jensen's stomach. "I'll take that as a yes." Jensen scrambles out of bed, grabs a half-used bottle of KY out of his bag, and ignores the way Jared raises an eyebrow at him as he crawls back into bed. "Shut up, dude. I hate chafing, all right?" Jared giggles. "God, why does that make Jensen even harder?" and grabs the bottle from him, slicking up his hands and then his breasts, rubbing it in as his eyes flicker closed, making a low hmm of pleasure in his throat. Jensen is mesmerized by the sight and honestly thinks he's going to swallow his tongue. Jared's eyes pop back open after a minute. "You gonna sit there and stare all day or do something?" Jensen lets out a strangled laugh and gingerly straddles Jared's chest, hands immediately cupping Jared's slippery breasts, exhaling shakily as he presses them together, the nipples shining wetly in the sunlight filtering in through the blinds. Jared shivers under him and urges him on in low tones. Jensen bites his lower lip hard and rubs the tip of his cock all over Jared's swollen little nipples, loving how Jared squirms a bit and closes his eyes. Jensen feels his cock throb, and then a drop of pre-cum falls on the slope of Jared's breast, slicking it even further. Jensen whines, and, unable to wait any longer, takes his cock and slowly glides it between the firm globe of Jared's breasts, his hands pressing them together. He shakes a little as he starts to thrust, his hands unsteady on Jared's breasts, and he can't get enough friction, whimpering, not that he'll admit it later. Jared takes pity on him and cups his own breasts, pressing them together just right on Jensen's next stroke, and he almost falls over, it feels so fucking good. That's when Jared starts running his dirty, filthy little mouth once again, flicking the head of Jensen's cock as it peeks out between Jared's breasts on every thrust. "God, Jensen, feels so amazing. Come on, want you to come on my tits." Jared leans up again, tongue lapping at Jensen's slit, catching the droplets of pre-cum and licking them off, smirking the entire time. Jensen can feel the sweat dripping off his forehead, trickling down his spine, and he thrusts harder, and then erratically before pulling away. He fists his cock hard, once, twice, and then comes, painting Jared's slick flesh once more with his cum, moaning Jared's name plaintively as he does so. Jensen collapses in slow motion onto the bed beside Jared, their sweaty skin pressing together from their knees to their shoulders. "God, I am fucking worn out," he manages to grit out as Jared buries his face in Jensen's neck. Jensen wraps his arms around him, loves how natural it feels to curl up with him like this, sated and loose. "Me too. Sleep now?" Jared mumbles, nose pressing against Jensen's pulse. He nods and feels himself drift off, their breathing in sync with each other. When Jensen wakes a few hours later, the sky outside his window is dark, the first stars twinkling brightly in the sky, and he's spooning around Jared. Jared, not girl Jared, who, while hot, wasn't exactly who Jensen wanted. And he found himself smiling like a fool as he pulled him closer, his chest pressing against the very masculine planes of Jared's back. Jared makes a snuffling noise and stirs, rolling over and smiling sleepily at Jensen, and Jensen can't help but grin back. "Man, I have missed that face," he says, carting his hand through Jared's once again short curls. Jared's eyes widen in shock, and his hands shoot down and grope at his dick. He lets out a whoop and almost smacks Jensen in the face when he throws his arms above his head. "God, Jensen, you have no idea how much I missed my dick." Jensen laughs and runs a hand down Jared's flank. "I might have a bit of a one." Jared rolls back onto his side and stares intently at Jensen. So, about earlier, Jared starts to say, and Jensen crowds closer, cuts him off. I maybe have something to confess. Something that it apparently took you growing boobs to make me realize. Jared's face is open and Jensen leans towards him, unable to resist touching him like Jared has his own gravitational pull, and Jensen is caught hopelessly in his orbit.
I'm kinda sorta in love with you, Jared. Like in any form, but I'm partial to this one.
Jared's eyes go bright and he presses his lips to Jensen's softly before pulling back.
Good, 'cause I love you too.
He looks sheepish for a second and Jensen raises an eyebrow in question.
Just, the reason I came to see you was, Kripke did some research, told me the only way to reverse the curse was to have sex with the person I was in love with. Who, just happens to be you.
Jensen isn't sure what to feel. He can't really get mad at Jared, but, well, maybe a little.
Dude, he says, punching Jared in the arm. What the hell?
Jared rolls away, sighs.
Not like I could come straight out and tell you that, Jensen. Especially since I had no idea you felt the same way, man.
Jensen flops down on his back next to Jared.
Neither did I, actually. Not until you came here, made me realize it.
Jared turns his head and smiles.
So what you're saying is my amazing girl body made you realize that you loved me and my dick?
Jensen snorts and punches Jared again in the arm.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
He looks over at Jared, who is snickering, and loses it, laughter bubbling up from deep in his chest. Only Jared makes him feel like this.
Jensen rolls back onto his side, and Jared does the same.
So, Jared says, tucking his hand under his pillow. We good?
Jensen nods.
Yeah. He cups the back of Jared's neck and pulls him in for a long, slow, sweet kiss.
I'm glad it was me, Jared.
Jared smiles against his lips.
Me too.
Jensen scoots closer as Jared's tongue teases at the corner of his mouth. He moans, and as he does so, Jared slips his tongue inside, slicking along his teeth and rubbing so goddamn right against Jensen's. He digs his fingers in hard against Jared's side and slides a leg between Jared's, rubbing against him, desire rushing hot and heavy through his veins. Just as he's getting really into it, ready to slide his hand down to Jared's cock, Jared's stomach rumbles, loud and insistent. Jensen pulls back, laughing, as Jared blushes and ducks his head, laughing.
Sorry, all that sex, kind of worked up an appetite.
Jensen nods and kisses him quick before tugging him out of bed.
Come on, Sasquatch, let's go feed the beast.
They only take enough time to slide into some boxer shorts and then make their way downstairs. Jensen wants to keep touching Jared, loves the feel of him under his hands, but isn't sure if it's okay to just reach out and touch him. Jared, as usual, makes it easy and just takes Jensen's hand as they step off the landing at the bottom of the stairs. They reach the kitchen doorway, hands loosely entwined, and stop, stare in shock as Jensen's parents and sister do the same. Jensen swallows and steps closer to Jared, squeezing his hand before speaking.
Dad, you were right. Samantha wasn't right for me. Turns out the right person for me is Jared.
Epilogue, 3 weeks later. Jared comes slamming into Jensen's place, hollering down the hallway to where Jensen is standing in the kitchen.
Honey, I'm home!
Jensen stifles a laugh and goes back to debating if they should have Chinese or Thai. Jared comes into the kitchen and immediately Jensen is enveloped in his arms as Jared squeezes him and nuzzles his face into Jensen's hair.
Jared, man, I can't breathe, he wheezes out.
And Jared laughs, squeezes hard one last time, and then lets him go. Jensen takes a deep breath and turns, spotting two packed plastic bags on the counter containing styrofoam boxes. Jensen gets a whiff of garlic and possibly marinara sauce and realizes Jared has picked up takeout from Jensen's favorite Italian place down the street. Jensen wraps his hand in Jared's tea and tugs him back in before pressing a swift, hard kiss on Jared's smiling lips.
God, I love you.
Jared smiles wider and laughs.
You're so easy.
Jensen laughs too.
Yeah, and you love that about me, so shut up.
After they devour their food, Jensen is laying sprawled on the couch, his feet resting in Jared's lap. Some crappy reality show is playing on the TV, but Jensen could care less. He's loose and happy and full, and Jared's absently rubbing his feet. Life is good. A few minutes later, Jared stops rubbing Jensen's feet. By this time, his eyes are closed and he's half asleep. He whines low in protest, and then his eyes pop open when Jared's mouth suddenly starts nuzzling his cock through his jeans. He looks up at Jensen, and Jensen swallows. Hard.
Want my mouth, Jensen? Wanna fuck it, huh?
Jensen can't speak, can only nod, and in no time flat, Jared has his cock out, all flushed and needy, head wet with pre-cum. Jared licks his lips once and then bends down, winking right before he takes the head in his mouth, sucking a little and wrapping his giant hand around the base. Jensen bites his lip and flops his arm across his eyes, unable to watch or he knows he'll blow his load in 2 minutes flat. Jared is a fucking excellent cocksucker, mouth greedy and talented, hands wide and just this side of rough, reaching down occasionally to cup and fondle Jensen's balls as his tongue flickers against the slit, collecting the bead of fluid there. Jensen has his one hand on Jared's head, fingers threaded through his hair, and his hips are twitching, arching towards Jared's mouth. He takes his arm from across his eyes, has to watch, can't not enjoy the sight of Jared's lips stretched wide around his dick. Jared pulls away for a moment, lips bee-stung and red, and he winks again before sinking back down onto Jensen's cock, taking him into the root. Jensen arches into his mouth and howls as Jared sucks hard and deep, tongue working against the vein on the underside as he pulls back, sucking on the head, tickling the cluster of nerves under the crown before sinking back down again. Jensen can barely remember to utter a warning before he's coming, short, hard bursts down Jared's throat as he moans his name over and over and over, shaking and stuttering against the leather of the couch. Jensen is panting, wrecked and fucked out, and can only moan low when Jared straightens, kneeling on either side of Jensen's thighs. He undoes his own jeans in record time and starts fisting his cock, which is flushed and leaking and almost goddamn purple at the head. Jensen moans in sympathy, wishes he could work up the energy to help Jared out, but in the end he settles for wrapping his hands around Jared's thighs and whispering filthy words of encouragement as Jared's fist works frantically over his own cock. Moments later, Jared's whining Jensen's name and hunching over as he shoves Jensen's t-shirt out of the way, before he shudders hard and then comes, in long, hot streaks over Jensen's belly. He collapses after wringing the last bit of his orgasm out of his cock and buries his face in Jensen's neck, panting and sticky and sweaty. Jensen is content for a few minutes to lay there and cuddle, but then he starts to feel nasty and gross. He pokes Jared's shoulder. "I'm all filthy now, Jared." Jared huffs out a chuckle into Jensen's skin, making him shiver. "Want a shower?" Jensen can feel his cock twitch where it's lying trapped between them. "Only if I get to fuck you," he says, running a hand down to Jared's ass. Jared gets up, tugging Jensen with him. "Come on then, night's still young." Jensen gets up and strips out of his clothes right there and smirks when Jared's eyes darken. "Let's go, Samantha," he says, making his way back towards the bathroom. Jared laughs, a short bark of mirth, and then chases down Jensen, smacking him loudly on the ass. "I'll give you Samantha," he says, pushing Jensen out of the way and making for the bathroom. Jensen starts to laugh and follows him. Yeah, life is definitely good. The end.